Okay, let's get cracking. We're up to Perek Hey of Maseches Brachos, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dal. It says the Mishnah Gimel. Ha'omer, if a person says as part of his tefillah, as part of his davening, Al kan sipur yagiu rachamecha, that Hashem has special rachmanos, that Hashem has special mercy on the kan tzipor. What's a kan tzipor? So there's a special mitzvah of shiluach hakan, that if we need the babies of a mother bird, the eggs of a mother bird, we don't just take them away, but we have mercy on the animal, and we send away the mother before taking her babies. V'al tov yizachar shemecha. And if a person says that Hashem, your name should be remembered for good, and if a person says, modim, modim, the word modim twice, mishatkin oso. In all three of these cases, that if a person adds any of these three phrases into their davening, mishatkin oso, we quiet him immediately. Why? What's wrong with saying these things? So first, we have al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, that Hashem has special mercy on the kan tzipor. The reason why that we send away the mother bird is to have mercy on her and to have mercy on her children. So what's wrong with saying that? So the Mefarshim point out, at the end of the day, it's true that we try to understand why there are certain mitzvahs in the Torah, but we should never say that this is the reason why there's a mitzvah. There are many reasons, there are many ideas, but at the end of the day, we do mitzvahs because Hashem wants us to. So by saying, al kan sipur yagiu rachamecha, you're basically saying, the reason why we do that mitzvah, the reason why we have that mitzvah, is because of rachmanis specifically. While that's certainly a nice thing to learn from the mitzvah, we can't say definitively that is the only reason why we have this mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. Continues the Mishnah, V'al tov yizachar shemecha. So what's wrong with saying that your name should be remembered for good? The Mefarshim point out, because at the end of the day, we don't only recognize Hashem's involvement in the good things that happen in the world, but we also recognize that Hashem's involved in the things that happen that aren't so fun, that aren't so pleasant, that don't seem to be so good, as the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Kishem shemevarech al ha-tov, kach mevarech al ha-ra. That just like we bless and we thank Hashem for the good things that happen, we make the bracha of ha-tov ha-meitiv, we should also, says the Gemara, bless Hashem in some way, for the things that happen that aren't so good. And that's the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. That when someone passes away, we say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, blessed is the true judge of Hashem. So don't just say V'al tov yizachar shemecha, that we're going to remember your name for good. Because at the end of the day, we recognize Hashem and we thank Hashem for everything that happens. And hopefully one day when Mashiach comes, we'll see it all as good. But even right now, when we see some things as bad, some things as not so good, we should recognize Hashem for those things as well. And what's wrong with saying modim, modim, saying thank you, twice? So the Mefarshim point out there as well, that by saying modim, modim, you're basically alluding, you're basically hinting to the fact that there are two gods. You're saying thank you to one God and thank you to another God. And that's why you should just say modim once, thank you, Hashem, because there's certainly only one Hashem. In all three of these instances, in all three of these cases, we would quiet someone down. These phrases and these ideas have no place to be found in our davening. Continues the mission. Now we're going to be discussing the Shliach Tzibor, the Chazan, and how sometimes he might get a little bit confused under certain circumstances, and how to avoid that confusion. Ha'over lifnei ateva, the person, ha'over lifnei ateva means literally someone who passes before the ark, but we really refer to it as the Chazan. So the Chazan, v'tah, someone's a Chazan, and v'tah, he makes a mistake, he's confused about the order of the brachos, he's confused of the words, he's not saying the words properly of Chazaras Hashatz. Ya'avor acher tachtav, says the Mishnah, we got to find someone to replace him. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. We need to find someone to replace him right away. V'lo yehe sarvan ba'osasha. And the person shouldn't refuse at that time. The replacement person is being asked to replace the chazan who's making a mistake, who doesn't realize what he's doing, shouldn't refuse. A lot of times, the Shulchan Aruch even paskins that a person who's asked to be chazan shouldn't necessarily jump at the opportunity, shouldn't necessarily say yes even the first time, because it shows arrogance that you think that you are worthy of representing the Jewish people as the chazan. So you generally shouldn't jump at trying to be chazan. However, in this situation, you should not refuse. You should jump, because we need someone immediately to take the place of this person who doesn't really know what he's doing. finishes off the Mishnah, Minayin hu maschil, from where should this new chazan begin, right? The old chazan started the brachos, started the chazar sashatz, where should the new one begin? Mitzchilas habracha sheta'aba, from the beginning of the bracha, that the person made a mistake. So if he was making a mistake in Atachonin, begin there. If he was making a mistake in Veli Rushalayim Ircha, begin there, and so on. The new chazan should begin wherever the old chazan started making the mistakes and where he left off. Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Ha'over lefnei ha'teva lo ya'ane achar ha'konim, amen. We're continuing our discussion of how to avoid confusion, perhaps. So we have a chazan, and it's time for birchas kohanim, for the kohanim to get in front, for them to duchen, for them to bless Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. They do this every single day. They duchen, they have kohanim go up during chazaras hashatz and chutzal aretz in outside of Eretz Yisrael. We only do this on the yamim tovim. We have a shorter version that we say every day, but that's just, you know, the keni yiratzon part of the Shemona Esra. That's a shorter thing that we do every day. But on the yamim tovim, that's when we have the kohanim go up and actually duchen in the formal regular sense. Says the Mishnah, Hover lifnei ha'tev lo ya'an achar ha'kohanim amein. The chazan should not answer amein after the kohanim mipnei ha'teiruf. So when the kohanim get up there to duchen, when they get up there, they say yivarech Hashem v'yishmeracha and so on, and make the bracha birchas kohanim. The chazan says the Mishnah should not answer amein. Why not? Mipnei ha'teiruf. Because it'll lead to him getting confused. He's not going to know, where do I continue? Where do I continue going from? In the Shmona Esra, he's going to lose his place as the chazan. And therefore, in order to avoid his confusion, we tell him not to answer amen. Vim ein sham kohen elohu, and if the chazan is the only kohen in the entire shul, lo yises kapav, but he cannot do birchas kohanim because we're nervous that if he does birchas kohanim, he's going to get confused. He's going to lead the tzibur incorrectly and make a mistake, and therefore he should not do birchas kohanim. He should not raise up his hands, and he should continue and be the chazan. Finishes off the Mishnah, v'im haftachaso shu noseis kapa v'chozer, but if he knows for sure that he's able to do nesias kapayim, to do birchas kohanim, to duchen, to raise his hands and bless Klal Yisrael in front of the shul for the tzibur, if he knows that he can do that, v'chozer l'tfilaso, and he's like, listen, I can start some shalom right away, I'm not going to have a problem continuing the Shmona Esrei afterwards, then Rashai, then he's certainly permitted to do so. He's permitted to doch, and he's permitted to answer Amen to the Kohanim, and all is well. Quick review. We began with Perakei Mishnah Gimel, telling us three different phrases that one should not add as part of Shmona Esrei. And then the Mishnah just finished off by saying that if a person makes a mistake, if the chazan makes a mistake, then we should find someone to replace him immediately, and the person who replaced him should do so immediately and without refusing, without arguing, just continue and begin from the place that the previous chazan ended from. And Mishnah Dalet taught us that we want to avoid the chazan to become confused, and therefore we don't have him answer amen. After the birchas kohanim, after the duchening, we don't have him join in if he's a kohen, because we want to avoid him to be confused. But of course, the Mishnah ultimately told us that if he's someone who knows, who's confident in his ability to duchen, to answer amen without getting confused, without losing his place, then he certainly is permitted to do so. Have an amazing day.